Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Taisha Harden, and I am delighted and honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Today, our devotion from the book, Immeasurably More, turns our attention to the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 25 through 40, where we find a remarkable story of divine intervention of the Holy Spirit. The wonder of the Holy Spirit's leading and the unexpected agency through which the Holy Spirit works is a central theme in the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, as well as in countless other narratives throughout the Bible and in our own lives. The Holy Spirit, as the third person of the Trinity, is often depicted as a divine agency of God's work in the world. And it is through the Holy Spirit's guidance, empowerment, and inspiration that God's purpose are accomplished. The Spirit's leading is not bound by human expectations or limitations, but operates in mysterious and often surprising ways. In the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, we see how the Holy Spirit orchestrates a divine encounter between two individuals from vastly different backgrounds and circumstances. Philip, a follower of Christ, is led by the Spirit to journey along a specific road from Jerusalem to Gaza. The Ethiopian eunuch is reading from the book of Isaiah, but struggles to understand its meaning. Here we witness the creative strategies of the Holy Spirit at work. The Spirit orchestrates divine encounters between Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, using Philip as an instrument to bring the message of salvation to someone who is hungry for truth and understanding. Through their conversation, the eunuch comes to believe in Jesus Christ and is baptized and experiences a profound transformation in his life. This is a profound reminder of the transformative power of trusting in the leading of the Holy Spirit. As believers, this narrative challenges us to relinquish our reliance on our own understanding and instead surrender to the divine guidance of the Holy Spirit. But why is this trust so crucial to our faith journey? Consider this. Initially, Philip might have questioned the wisdom of engaging a stranger on a desert road. Yet, obediently, he follows the Spirit's leading, stepping out in faith despite any uncertainty and hesitation. In doing so, Philip becomes an instrument through which the eunuch encounters the living God. This encounter demonstrates the incredible impact of trusting in the Holy Spirit's guidance, even when it leads us into uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable territories. For believers, trusting in the leading of the Holy Spirit is paramount because it aligns us with God's will and purpose. When we surrender control and allow the Spirit to direct our steps, we position ourselves to participate in the divine work of redemption and transformation. We become vessels through which God's love and truth can flow freely into the lives of others. Moreover, trusting in the leading of the Holy Spirit cultivates a deep intimacy with God. It requires us to continuously seek God's presence, listen attentively to God's voice, and respond responsibly to God's prompting. In doing so, we deepen our relationship with the Lord and experience God's faithfulness and provision in profound ways. But here's the question. Are you willing to relinquish control and trust in the leading of the Holy Spirit, even when it's challenging and it makes you uncomfortable? Are you open to being used by God in unexpected ways to bring God's light and love to those around us? These questions are for all of us. The Spirit can work through anyone, regardless of our background, status, or our preconceived qualifications, to accomplish God's purpose in the world. In the midst of current world events, where uncertainty and chaos may seem prevalent, let us remember that God is still at work, weaving God's divine plan into the plan of redemption and reconciliation. Let's remain open to the leading of the Holy Spirit, willing to step out in faith and obedience, trusting that God will use us as instruments of God's grace and mercy. Let us pray. Holy God, With hearts overflowing with gratitude, we lift our voice in praise for the timeless example of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, a narrative that beautifully illustrates your unyielding love and the miraculous working of your Holy Spirit. In their encounter, we glimpse the depth of your compassion and the lengths to which you go to reach every soul, regardless of background or circumstance. As we bow before your throne, we acknowledge our need for your guidance and enlightenment. Open our eyes, O Lord, not only to the grand gestures, but to the small, seemingly insignificant moments where your hand is at work. Help us discern the opportunities that lie hidden in the fabric of our daily lives, that we may become a vessel of your grace and mercy, shining your light into the darkest corners of our world. Grant us, dear God, the courage to step out in faith, to boldly proclaim your truth and extend your love to those in need. Strengthen our resolve to be conduits of your peace, even in the face of adversity and uncertainty. Let our actions be a testament to your goodness and faithfulness, drawing others closer to your heart. God, in the quiet moments of reflection, may your spirit stir something within us, prompting us to reach out to the hurting and the lost with compassion and empathy. Help us to see beyond the surface to recognize the pain and longing hidden behind the mask that so many are wearing. Give us hearts of empathy and understanding that we may minister to the brokenness of this world with your healing touch. In the midst of life's storms, may your peace, like a gentle breeze, calm our anxious hearts and renew our spirits. Let your kingdom come, O God, and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. As we surrender ourselves afresh into your loving hands, we rest in the assurance of your faithfulness to fulfill your purpose in and through us. In the precious name of Jesus, we count all these things done. Amen. Thank you again for joining the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. We pray that you have a blessed week and that you will join us again on Sunday for our worship service and again here for our prayer call on Wednesdays.